Okay, today is Daf Chav Aleph. We're on Chav Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. We had a machlokes between Rabba and Rabba. What if you're not supposed to shecht? You're not supposed to shecht a nedarim and nedavas cannot be brought on Yom Tov. You're not supposed to. What if you did it? What if you shechted it? You didn't realize. So what do you do now? So Rabba said, sprinkle the dam on condition to eat it, and Rabba said, no, sprinkle the dam on condition that you're going to burn the emurim later. After Yontif. Now, Meshvei. Kisvei Atzeres. You have the sheep of Shavuos. Sheshachton, that was shechted. Shalolishman. Which means that you can't eat it. Oh, or Sheshachton Ben Lefnezman Ben Laachazman. It was before the time, after the time, the wrong time. Hadam Yizrok. So the dam gets sprinkled. Vahabasar Yeochel. Yeochel. And the basar can still be eaten. Okay? No problem. V'mohis Shabbos. If it was Shabbos, then lo yizrok. Then you cannot sprinkle. Why not? Says Rashi, the bottom over there. Shaharei osur lavasha ulatzalos hayom v'lo yochum an abasar. You can't do anything with it today. You can't cook it because it's Shabbos. V'im zarak. And what if you did sprinkle the dam? Hortza. It's okay. It gets its whatever hortza means, like nirtza, right? It gets accepted. It's accepted. It's all good. Amanas lahakdir emurin la'erev. As long as you're going to burn the fat at night. Im zarak. What does it say? It says im zarak. If you sprinkled. B'di'evet in. B'di'evet, okay. V'chachil lo. V'chachil, you should not do that. V'shlomo l'rava nicha. According to Rava, this makes sense. Why? Because the only reason why you're going to sprinkle dam is to eat it. El Rabba Bar Rav Huna, but according to Rabba Bar Rav Huna, that Mata Dezriko only for the Emurim Kasha. Right? It's a Kasha. Why is it usher to sprinkle the dam if you're going to burn the Emurim at night? Why? So Gemara says, you're right, Kasha. It's a Kasha on him. It's a Kasha. Ibai Seima or Yontif Shiny Shavuos. Shabbos mi Shavuos Yontif. The Isurim of Shabbos and the Isurim of Yontif are different. So don't compare. They're apples and oranges. Don't compare apples. Just because I allowed sprinkling on Yontif for the Emurim would not mean that I would do it loud on Shabbos either. Okay, that's the end of that sugya. Now, new topic. Ready for this? Boy minei Rav Avya Saba Merav Huna. Behema chetzi shal nachri v'chetzi shal Yisrael mahu l'shachta b'yontif. If you have a behema that belongs half to you and half to a guy, can you shachta it on Shabbos? We know you're not allowed to do malacha for a guy. So here, I own half, he owns half. Can we shecht it? Can I shecht it? Amalei mutter. Yes, it's mutter. Amalei, v'chima bein zel l'nadarim l'davas. What's the difference between that and the nadarim l'davas? Nadarim is also half for me and half for God. What? Yeah, but you're not allowed to, but I understand. But the point is, it's half for me. Just like the half for me. I can eat the nedarim and nedavos. I can eat it. And what's the story? Well, half Hashem. Hashem doesn't need to be mechal yontif for him. Wait till after yontif. Right? So do over here. Half for me, half for the guy. What are you shechting that for a guy for? So why does he say it's mutter? Why is it mutter? Right? So amalei urva parach. Look at that bird flying over there. So he tells him. Right? Kinafak, when he left, amalei rabba bray. So his son said to his father, Lav Haider of Avi Saba, isn't that, you pushed him off. He asked you a question, and he told him, look at the bird over there. Isn't he Rav Avi Saba, the Rav Avi, the old man, the Mishtabeach Lemar, Begave, the Gav Rabahu? Didn't you once praise him like such a great man? So why did you push him off? Why'd you push him off like that? Such a great man. Amalei, my ovenle, what was I supposed to do? Ani Hayom. It's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. We read it yesterday. Samchuni bashishis rafduni betapuchim. In other words, I didn't feel well, so I couldn't. Uboy mine milsa deboy taima. I needed to think out the difference. I told him it's mutter. Then he asked me a good kasha. He says, "How come the dvarim and the davis aren't mutter?" That's the same thing. It's half for you, half for someone else. So the animal belongs half to you, half for the guy. Why is that mutter? See, I couldn't think of an answer. I had to just double talk him. That was a good question. I had to think of the answer. So time am I? What's talking the answer?
He almost insulted him.
I know. So what's talking the answer?
He's not feeling well.
Time am I? What's talking the answer? So behema chetzi shal nachri v'chetzi shal Yisrael mutter l'shach to biyantif. You can check on yantif. Why? De'i efsher l'kizayis baser below shechita. There's no way to get meat without shechita. There's no way. So what am I doing? What am I doing wrong that the guy owns half of it? What am I doing wrong? What's the issue now? I want to eat half the meat. No, in order for me to eat meat, I have to shecht it. So what am I doing wrong? Extra tircha for his half? What's the extra tircha ready? There really isn't any reason why it should be awesome. What? He doesn't need shechita altogether. I'll give him half. So what's the issue? Tircha? Why not? Aval nedarim u'nedavos, but nedarim and nedavos, a whole different thing. Asr l'shachton b'yantif. It's asr l'shachton on yantif. Why? The Gemara doesn't really answer it. The Kahanim, because the Kahanim, ki kazachu mishulchan gavoa kazachu. The Kahanim are eat it from Hashem. Rashi says it better. Rashi explains it better. He says like this. He says, Kahanim mishulchan gavoa kazachu, b'chaz of v'shok. The Kahanim get the chaz of v'shok, right? V'hu adin labailim b'shar basar, and the Baal gets the rest of the meat. Right? It's a three-way partnership on a shlomim. The Baal gets some, the Kahanim gets some, the Mizbeach gets some. Right? So what does Rashi say? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara said the Kahanim get what they're supposed to get. And then Rashi continues, and so does the Baal. For hu adin lebailim b'shar habasar ke'eved hanotel pras mi-beis rabo. It's like the Eved getting his share from the master. The Eved comes, master gives him a piece. The Baal comes, the master says you can have some. The Kohen comes, the master says you can have some. Nimtza is kol shechit l'shem gavoa. The whole shechit is for Hashem. Really, it's for Hashem only. I get to eat, Hashem gave you some. The Kohen gets to eat some, yeah, Hashem gave him some too. So really, it's for Hashem. The whole thing's for Hashem. Just, Hashem lets you have some of it. Hashem lets you have a piece. That's all it is. Really, it's all for Hashem. So Hashem doesn't need you to do it on Yontif. It's very different than an animal that you own half and the guy owns half.
I see this whole thing.
Yeah?
That's what's supposed to be going on in
Yontif. No, not in the Dharma and the Davis. A guy got a promotion. Ooh, I'm going to bring a carbon to Hashem. You know, when am I going to bring it? Yontif. When I'm off and I'm there anyway.
There,
no,
there.
That's not right. That's not right.
So when do they give all these carbonas?
What?
When do they give all these carbonas?
Which ones? We're not talking about a chagiga. A stam and a dava. What's in the dava? A donation. What's a neder? Hashem, if I win the lottery, I'll make a neder for you. Something like that. I'll make a neder.
Right?
So that, we don't have to read that on Yom Tov. You can bring it whenever you want. You have three. What? You can
do
a chalamoy. You can come special to bring it. You can make a special trip. A special, right? A special trip. I'm calling special trip.
So they didn't give any todas. None of that stuff was ever given on Yom
Tov. No. But then we said yesterday, right, that was the whole thing. Can you bring a toda? Can a toda pater your chagiga? We
right.
said, no. You can bring a chalamoy tzukis only. Remember we said?
I remember giving the answer, you can bring a chalamoy.
Chalamoy tzukis, we said. You can't bring a Pesach because it has chamech. You can't bring a Shavuot because you can't bring an Yanta.
Right.
So you can bring a chalamoy tzukis. We went through that.
Right.
So that's what's going on here. So here, really, it's Hashem's carbon. Just he lets you have some of it. You can have some. The coin can have some.
You could say that with the different carbons that are also brought during Yanta.
What?
Ena Chanami.
Really correct. 100%. But the Torah says to bring him on Yontif. The Torah said. So what do you want from me? The Torah says on Yontif you bring him carbon musaf. Nothing to deal with that.
The original question thrown out anyway.
Right. So that the Torah said you bring carbon musaf. Torah said bring the chagiga. Torah said bring this, bring that. Fine. These are all voluntary. Why are you bringing him on Yontif? Well, it's half for me. No. It's not really anything for you. Hashem lets you have some. It's not for you. As opposed to an animal that belongs half to me, half to a guy. I want to eat it. I want to shechter it in my backyard. So why not? Because the guy owns half. So what? So give him half. Well, there's no way to eat it without shechting it. Right? So if you give him half, I'll give him half. What's the downside? You understand? Make sense? Okay. Now, Amar Rav Chista, Behema, Chetzi Shal Nachri, V'Chetzi Shal Yisrael, Mutter L'Shoch T'Beyom, same story. You're allowed to shecht it on Yontif. To eat Efshel, a kizayis is basar below shechita. It's impossible to have half of a kizayis without shechita. Impossible. Isa, what about dough? Chetz yeshal nachri, chetz yeshal yisrael. But if a dough is half yours and half a guy, asr la'af osa b'yontif. You can't. Why? To ha'efshel lo lefal gal belisha. Because making it, when you need it, split it in half. Why are you needing extra dough? That you don't need to do that. You're not required to do that. So you have a dough, big batch over here. The whole, give half to the guy and then bake your half. asks Tosfos, 1 second. Tosfos of Isa, Vim Tomar, for Amar Lael, but we learned before, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Mimaleya Isha Tanor Pas, a woman can fill up the whole oven with bread, Afal Pi, She'ena Tzricha Ela Pas Achas, even though she only needs one, Mibnei Sha'a Pas, Nefis Yafa Bizman Sha'a Tanor Mole, because the bread tastes better when it's a full oven. So it's more geschmack when it's a full oven. So she could do that. So it's different if it's hers or a guy's. Why not? Right? Shapas. Where am I? Nefes yafa bizman shatana mali. Fishari lafosa biyamtif. And she could do it af afil lechachila. Even lechachila she could do that. Fichi tema de isil latana kama. Maybe we don't hold like that. Not true. We hold like Reb Shimon. You're allowed to do that. You can fill up the whole oven with bread, you don't even need it. Why? Because it makes the one you do need geschmack. So what's the difference between yours and a guy's? So Tosfos gives two answers. V'yesh lomar, d'shayni hasam, d'chal ha'pas, shal Yisrael, shal reshus b'yado lechal kol chad v'chad, ozeh, ozeh. Yeah, because at the end of the day, you could eat. You could eat each one. You could. And many times people say, well, I'm not going to touch that. And before you know it, the whole thing is gone. Why? Because they ate it. You could eat it. This one you can't. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to a guy. It doesn't belong to you. Tuv od. Dilma Miklai Le Archim, because you know what's going to happen? Sometimes people have guests. Sometimes some people like other people, and they show up. They visit them, right? The Aval Hacha, Chetzit Shal Nachri, Asal Afozeh. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to a gut. So I don't know how many people show up. You can't serve it to them. It's not yours. It's stealing. Right? So that's why it's different. Okay, so back to the Gemara. The Gemara said, Shechita, yes. Dough, no, no way. Right? It doesn't belong to you. Masav Rav Chana Bar Chani Loi. 1 second. Isas Klavim. Let's say you have the Isa of dogs. Meaning it's like very coarse bread, very coarse dough, that really it's dog food. However, Bizman Shaharo in Ochlin Mimena, if the shepherd would eat it, it's not mamish dog food. It's just not the best food. But if it's edible enough for a human being, and the shepherd's hungry, right? The guy's watching the sheep and the dogs are there, he's hungry. So he'll take he's not gonna eat Purina dog food. Nobody would do that. Right? But it's not like that. It's just not the best food in the world. If a shepherd would eat it, chayavis b'chala, it's chayav b'chala, uma arvin ba, you can use it for an eruv, uma shtatvin ba, you can use it for a shituf, uma varchin aleha, you make a bracha on it, uma zamnin aleha, you bench on it, v'nefas b'yantif, and you can even bake it on yantif, v'adam yati de chavas v'pesach, you can even use it for Pesach. You can even use it for matzah for Pesach. Let's look at this Rashi inside. See what he says. He says, "For Adam Yotze Boy Dechavatzim Pesach, Laila Harishon Shal Pesach, Laila Harishon, the first night of Pesach, Mitzvah Leechal Matzah. It's a mitzvah to eat matzah. Dechiv Be'erev Tochu Matzos." Then Rashi says something totally extra. Vishar Hayamim, the rest of Pesach, Im Rotza Leechal Shar Devarim Below Lechem. If you want to eat other things without eating matzah, harishus biyado, you can do that. You don't have to eat matzah. On the first night of Pesach, you have to. You have no choice. The Torah says, and then Rashi answers, the extra nights of, the extra rest of days of matzah, of Pesach, you don't have to. If you want to, you're allowed to. You don't have to. That led to the whole discussion, how do you view matzah the rest of Pesach? Is it a mitzvah? According to this, it's not a mitzvah. Right? According to Rashi, it's not a mitzvah. Many Rishonim held it's not a mitzvah. The Grok said, no, it's not based, it's older than the Grok. There are Rishonim that said it. It's called a mitzvah kiyumis. Right? It's a mitzvah kiyumis. What does that mean? I don't have to do it. But if you do it, you get a mitzvah. Do you know any other mitzvah kiyumis? Rav Moshe said that living in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah kiyumis. You don't have to do it. Many argue on that. You don't have to do it, but if you do it, you get a mitzvah. Rav Moshe Feinstein.
What about tzitzis?
No. So tzitzis is not, because tzitzis means if you're wearing a four-cornered beged, you have to wear tzitzis.
If you don't wear a beged,
it's not a mitzvah kiyumis. You don't have to. It's a close one. I can't think of another one. This idea comes up a lot. Maybe pru revu. If you have already a son and a daughter, you don't have a chiyuv to have more children. You get mitzvah if you do. Right? No question about that. There are very few of them.
You're
what? That's the Rabbanon. So the Rabbanan, it's a concept. Right? There are very few.
Well, a lot of this is covered by the Rabbanan. It's like Mulav and Esrog after the first day.
That's not a mitzvah kiyumis. I don't have a chiyuv to do it, but if I do it, I get it. I mean, it's a derabanan.
I don't have a chiyuv. Again,
it's a mitzvah. No, I'm talking about a deraisa.
Okay.
Right? What deraisas are out there that are mitzvah, right? Oh, matzah. On the rest of Pesach, you get a mitzvah if you eat it. You don't have to, but if you eat it, you get a mitzvah. First of all, Rashi doesn't hold like that. Other Rishon argue. The Gra made it famous. The Gra said every bite you eat, right?
It's a separate mitzvah.
Huh?
It's a separate mitzvah.
It's such a rare idea of a mitzvah kiyumis. It's so rare. Anyway, v'amai. Why, what's going on here? Yeah. V'amai. Why? Why what? What? Why you could bake it? V'ef sholei l'mefalga b'lisha. But I'm able to split it up and only bake the portion for the shepherd by himself. Right? Is that the question?
No.
Yeah. Shiny Vo'ef Shalei L'mefalga B'lisha, but I could split it up myself. Just like we said by a goy, you can't bake.
It's a shutfus.
Hmm?
He's not saying it's a shutfus. He says you can bake this kind of a.
No, you're not allowed to bake it for a dog.
But for a dog.
Not allowed to bake it for a dog. So, right? You're not allowed to do that.
So
baking, who are you baking it for? For the shepherd. The whole thing? Whatever he needs, bake for him. You don't need the whole thing. Shiny E says, Klavim. No, Klavim is different. Ho'al v'efshar l'faisan b'nevela. No, because I can give a dog something else. I can give a dog the nevela. The cow that dropped dead, I can give him that. Therefore, the whole thing is for the shepherd. Right? Rashi says, Nimteis kula necheles l'adam. The whole thing.
The shepherd doesn't need the whole thing. That's why you.
No, it's really.
What if the shepherd would need the whole thing?
Then of course you could. Then of course you could. But we're talking about you and the shepherd and the dog are sharing it. One second. So the Gemara is going to ask your question. Umi Yisrael or Chista Hoel? Does the Chista Hoel things kinds of Hoel? Well, since I can give the dog something else, really the whole thing is considered for the shepherd. It doesn't hold like that.
We're using it backwards, though.
Why?
Once we start, we can make the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's how we hold.
Right.
He's asking the opposite way.
Correct. Vitmar over Yontif Lechol. If you're baking on Yontif for the weekday, right? You're sitting on Yontif afternoon. You have nothing to do. It's such a long day. You have nothing to do, right? What? So I'll bake for the week. So the kids will have what to eat during the week. I'll do it now on Yontif. If you do that, Rav Chista Amar Loka. Rav Chista is Yamalkas for that. Rava Amar Eino Loka. Rav Chista Amar Loka. Long reading. Well, Hol Meklale Orchim Chazi LeHashanami Chazi Le. Well, so why are you baking now? Oh, I'm baking so the kids can have what to eat during the week, right? What? You get malchus for that, right? Not nechin. You're violating malachus. You get malchus. You're baking on yontif for no reason. What if someone shows up later? He says, you know what? I'll give them what I bake for the kids, and after yontif, I'll bake for the kids new. So therefore, you don't get malchus. Since that could happen, to machlokas. Reb Chisa says that's ridiculous. No, you get malchus. Rabbi says no. Since that could happen, it could happen. Somebody might visit you. Somebody might come and visit you. Therefore, you don't get malchus. Rav Chisa doesn't hold from that. Seeing some doesn't hold from that.
The mindset's all backwards. What you're supposed to say is, I'm just baking for guests. If the guests don't come, I'll put away for guests.
Exactly. Ella, the answer. Right.
I'm making potatoes for children's dinner. 700 pounds for 50 kids. There's a lot left over. I'm going to serve it for the adults later on if I have some left over, Rabbi. Is that all right?
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Ella, lo tema hoel v'efshar. V'efshar. Don't say maybe you're going to give the dog that. El kon to itzle nevela tevada efshal lefaisim nevela. No. There's for sure a nevela, and therefore you're going to give the dog the nevela. So everything here is being baked for the shepherd, and it's all good. Okay. Tosfos at the bottom here asks the question. We're running out of time. He asks the question. There's a Gemara that says you're not allowed to go down and get dvash on honey, dvash on yontif because it's here. It look at the bottom of the tema. Ha'omar b'Shabbes perakam atznia harod dechalos devash biyamtif sofer gabayim. You get malchus if you get honey out of the honeycomb. V'amai loke l'rabba damar hacha hoel hasam nami name a hoel to bikle archim. Maybe guests are gonna come, right? Maybe guests are gonna come. Why are you getting malchus? Look all the way at the bottom, third to bottom line. Inami. Shetolash chalos devash samach lechashecha. You did it right before Yom Tov is over. V'lo ha'yishahus afilu boy orchem lachem. No guests are coming now. No time for guests to come. So I like 15 minutes before Yom Tov is over. Well, let's bake now. But why? Guests might come. No guests are coming now. It can't be a total joke. What? Soon as HaMashiach. Right? Okay. Where are we up to? Boimenei Meirav Huna Hani B'nei Baga. These guys that live in like huts out in the boondocks. Derami Alayhu Kimcha D'B'nei Chela. And the Goyim come and make them bake for them. The soldiers. The Goyim say, they bake for us. Mahu Lafos Yontif. So can we do it on Yontif? Now obviously it's not a situation of Har Glayavar. They're not going to kill you if you don't. But is there any kind of heter that we can do it beheter? So Amale, yeah, Chazin, we'll look at this. If you give one to a kid, a child, and they don't mind, in other words, they don't mind so much if you also have for yourself. They don't mind so much. Then, kol chada v'chada, chazia linuka v'shari. Each one, you say, well, I'm giving that to the kid, that's mutter. V'ilav asr. If every grain of the cheshmening, you can't, you have no room to move, you can't do it. Again, they're not going to kill you, they're not going to get angry at you. You can't do it. I bought Tanya, Maisa B'Shimon HaTimni. There was a story once of Shimon HaTimni. Shalom Ba'al Emes L'Beis HaMedrash. He didn't come to the yeshiva. B'Shachris, the next day, Matzah Hudim and Baba. Amalo, but the Malo Ba'al Emes L'Beis HaMedrash. Where were you last night? You didn't come to the yeshiva. So Amalo, yeah, you're not going to believe what happened. Baleshes Ba'al Yirenu. The troops came into the town. U Biksha L'Chatov Eskola'ir. They wanted to destroy us all. B'Shachatanu Lahem Egel. I checked an Egel for them. They achalunam, they ate it, upatartim shal ushalom. And then they went on their merry way. We butted them up. We gave them such an unbelievable meal. They took it back. They left. But I couldn't come. So I'm alone. So he tells him, Tamani, im lo yotze scharte behsadaschem. I don't know if you gained more than, if you lost more than you gained. Why? Because you, why? Shari amr Torah, lachem v'lo lo'ovdi chachavim. You can't bake for goyim. You can't do that. What do you mean? I could have eaten myself. So Amar Rav Yosef, no, Egel Trefa Hava. It wasn't a kosher animal. It was a Trefa.
Why did you have to shechter?
What?
Why did you have to shechter?
Therefore, he was wondering if he lost more than he gained. I have a chazil leklavim. I would give it to the dog. Right? So that's a very tanoihi. That's a machalakas tanoim. The tanya. Ach, ashayochal lachem, lachal nefesh, hu levad yeso lachem. It says l'chol nefesh. Shemei ani afilu nefesh behema mashma. Even the nefesh of a behema is included. Kinyan shenemar makin nefesh behema yishal menu. A behema also has a nefesh. Talmud lomar lochem. Lochem v'lo l'klovim divi b'yosei aglili. Rabbi Akiva omer. Afilu nefesh behema mashma. Im kein ma talmud lomar lochem. What is lochem? Lochem v'lo l'odik l'chovim. So umay royet l'rabos es aklovim l'hotis avdik l'chovim. Hakam for a dog, yes, for a goy, not. So my brani is haklavim shem bezonasin alecha, because the dog is dependent on you, your pet. You don't have to feed the goy. It's not your responsibility. Therefore, you can't cook for them. For the goy, for the dog, you can. Amalei abayel Rabbi Yosef. Well, Yosef Galili, the Amar lochem v'lo leklavim. Yosef Galili says for the dog, for you and not the dog. Hani soflei lechiyusa hechi shadina lebiyamtif. So we have these. What are these called? Some kind of pits, date pits, that they give them for animal food. What's the hat that they give them for animal food? Amalei, ha'ol v'chad, because they're muksa. Amalei, ha'ol v'chad z'la'asaka. You can use it for firewood. It's not really muksa. So what's the difference if you give it for muksa, you give it to the dog? If you give it to, not muksa, you give it to the firewood, you give it to the dog, what's the difference? Tinach b'yabeshta. That makes sense. If it's dry, b'yiritipta ma'yikalamim. What if it's moist? You can use it for firewood. Well, Amalei, Chazila has a guddle. You can use it for a big fire. Then even the wet ones can get thrown in, right? Tinach b'yantim. That's only good on yantim. B'Shabbos ma'yikal ha'meimah. You can't make a fire on Shabbos. So how can you touch it on Shabbos to give it to a dog? You can't use it for anything else? Well, yeah, difficult answer. Metalton le'agav rifta. You can move it via bread. K'dishimuel. Dama shimuel ose kol adam. Ose adam kol torcha b'pas. You can use anything with, anything can go, anything goes with pas. What does that mean? You put it on the bread, then you move the bread like it's the buses. It's a difficult pshat. Upligi de Rishur ben Levi. The Amr of Rishur ben Levi, Mizamnin et Hanachi b'Shabbos. You're allowed to invite a guest, a goy, to your house on Shabbos. V'ein Mizamnin et Hanachi b'Yomtiv. But you cannot invite him to a Nachi to your house on Yomtiv. It's one of the rare places where Yontif is more machmer than Shabbos. Right? Yontif is usually more mekel. One of the rare cases, a guy you can have come to him on Shabbos, you can invite him for whatever reason, your boss, whatever it is, not on Yontif. Why? Shema Yarbe Bishvilo. Maybe you'll cook more for him. On Yontif. And you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to cook for a guy. Racha Bar Yaakov, Amar Afilu B'Shabbos Namilo. You can't even invite him on Shabbos. Very difficult Gemara now. Mishum Shiure Kosos. Because there's going to be leftover junk in the cup. And that's Muksa. How are you going to move it? So the Gemara says, Ihachi, Didan Namis. What about us? We all... not Yayin Esach yet. Just a Shiure Kosos. What does Rashi call it? Shiure Kosos. Shal Yayin. Rashi says of wine. Shashar behen pito, you soak your bread in it. Umataltal and hashamish latznia hakos. And now he wants to move it to Shamas because he wants to hide the cup because it's dirty. So ihachi didanami, so what about our own cups? What do we do with that? So didan chazi latarnagol. Well, what us? We can give it to the chicken for food. We can give it to the chicken will eat that. So didu. Yeah. What? Oh, didu nami chazi latarnagolim. Oh, did who? Asi b'hananir. That's not the b'hana. Why? Because yayinetzach. So what's he doing at your table? The whole thing is so strange.
Yeah.
So, now listen to this one. V'latalalinhu agav katsa. Why don't you move it via the cup? The kos is a regular cup. That's not muksa. So even though there's something not mutter in the cup, you should still be able to move the cup. And whatever's in the cup will get moved along with it. Milod Amar Rava. Didn't Rava say, Metaltalin, Kinuna, Agav, Kitme? You can move a Kinuna. It's some kind of kli. Agav, the dirt inside, which you're going to use to cover the spit. And that's not muksa, because it has a purpose. The cup is muksa. And here's the exact reverse. The cup, the kitmas, the Kinuna is usur. But what's inside is mutter, and you're allowed to move it. So to a cup, which is mutter, but what's inside is not mutter, you should also be allowed to move. Afagav dikale shivri etzim, even though there are shivri etzim in there, which are muksa. So in other words, just like I'm allowed to move the kinuna, which is some kind of incense holder or something, and that's muksa, but the stuff inside that's not muksa, I'm allowed to move that. So too, I should be allowed to move the cup, which is not muksa, which has Yayinetzach inside, which is muksa, I should be allowed to. So Gemara answers, Hasam lav isure hana ninhu, hacha isure hana ninhu. You're right. Really, you're right. Regarding muksa, you'd be allowed to move it. The issue is a muksa. The issue is asa b'hana. Not a muksa. It's a different story. You're not being nana from it. That's exactly why you can't move it.
That's
exactly why you can't move it.
You're talking about Yayin Netzach now, right?
Correct. How could you move it?
Right.
It's not asa b'hana. What are you going to do with it? You can give it to the chicken? You're not allowed to. So nothing to do with it. If it's your dregs, you can give that to some animal. Next question in the Gemara. V'ha amalei revachim idiftel ravina fabrikin graf shel rei. Why can't it feel like garbage? Right? The Gemara gives an impossible answer. Amalei v'chiyosin graf shel rei lechachila.
You know you're making a
gosh. You can make a gosh
for
el-chachila?
Well, we do all the time.
All the time, right? It's called eating.
Yeah.
We eat, and all the junk on the table, the shells and the bones, it's all considered gosh for el-chachila, and you don't have to leave it there the whole Shabbos. You're allowed to move it.
Yeah.
I don't know if silence tomorrow.
I think it might be happy.
Right? So, Adar Bey Rava, Mar Shmuel, Rava used to learn in front of Mar Shmuel, Vidarash, and he darshan like this. Mizamenes Hanochi b'Shabbos. You're allowed to invite a Nochi on Shabbos. Vein Mizamenes Hanochi b'Yontif. You can't invite a Goy in Yontif. Zeir Hashem Yarbe b'Shvilo. Maybe you're going to make more of a Shir. Listen to this. Mareimar Umar Zutra, Kavi Mikla Lahu Nochi b'Yontif. When they would invite a Goy in Yontif, they would tell you they want to invite a Goy in Yontif, whatever reason. Amr, they told him like this. If you're going to come and live with whatever we have on the table, good. Be him low, and if not, I'm not doing extra things for you. You want to come, whatever my wife serves, that's excellent. If you ask for something else, not giving it. Then you can come. You hear that? Because I'm telling you in advance.
It's some invitation.
Some invitation.
I'm
telling you in advance. I'm telling you in advance. I'm not going to cook extra.
I'm not going out of my way for you.
Right. But please come.
Please come, yeah.
So you hope that your guest is going to say, please don't go into trouble for me.
Exactly.
I don't spend the whole last part.
Why? It's very hard. They're very hard, that Gemara. It's very hard.
Why did you remake the Gemara together?
I know. It's very hard. I remember, by the way, that 7.5 years ago, I didn't understand it either. I do. I didn't. No, because I remember I was bothered by it. And I went to try to look it up, and I remember I was very bothered by it.
But now it's so hard. You have plenty of time.
I know. I have plenty of time.
Okay, next.
I have less time now. Next Mishnah. I want to do this part of Tosfos here. Everybody will get a kick out of it. Beishame Omrim Lo Yecham Adim Chamin LeRaglav. You're not allowed to heat up water to wash your feet on Yontif. Ela Im Kain Ruuyin L'Shtiyah. Unless you can drink it, because Beishame holds there's no such thing as Mitoch. So the only way you can't do a Malacha. Unless you mamash need it for ochel nefesh, to drink. Otherwise, you can't do it. Ubeit Hillel matir. Beit Hillel says no problem. Why? Because Beit Hillel says you're allowed to do malachos, even if it's not for cooking, as long as it's for a Torah. Now, then next, Osei Adam Medura, you can make a Medura, umeschamem kinegda, to warm your whole body. Now, the Gemara is going to ask, is that Beit Shammai or Beit Hillel? Who said that? What?
Or they agree.
Look at the bottom Tosfos. V'im Tomar. Me'ezitam shori Beishamai. What's the heter that Beishamai says? You can heat up water as long as it's roi to drink. Afilu roi l'shtia. Halas l'mitoch. What do you mean it's roi to drink? That's not good enough according to Beishamai. According to Beishamai, you have to drink it. V'yesh lomar demayri kigon shishatsa. No, he drank some of it. Umar be l'ruchot l'raglov. And the rest of it he used to wash his feet. You're right, he has to actually drink it. Not good enough, it could be drunk. No, you have to drink it. Ah, yeah, you have more? Okay, then the rest of it you can wash your feet. That's Beishamai. V'achi ishi behedya b'yushalmi, d'le Beisharai, d'le Beishamai, tzarech lishtos mehen. Beishamai says you have to drink it. Umihu beit Hillel, beit Hillel matirin, v'dafka l'raglov. Only your feet you can wash. Ready for this one? Avalachal gufo, but your whole body. Mode de usser. He's mode that it's usser. Why? De davar hashava lachal nefesh beinan. Because we need something that everybody universally wants it. Everybody eats. Everybody washes their feet. Who washes their whole body? Vze eno. 1 minute. Why? 1 minute. Let me finish. Vze eno roy el livne adam meunagim. It's only for the fancy people. Only the fancy people wash themselves every day. Who washes themselves every day? Only the fancy people. Aval yada viraglov, but hands and feet, shavalachona. That everybody does that. This is the whole basis of taking a shower or another. It's in this Tosfos. There's a concept called shavalachol nefesh. It comes from, where does it come from? It comes from ksuvas on daf zayin, that it has to be something that's universally accepted. Why is that a requirement? It's a big sugya. It's a big topic. With Tosfos just threw it in. Oh, it has to be something that's... Where'd that come from? Something that's shavu l'chol nefesh. Where'd that come from?
Over there.
Where'd that come from, that requirement, that idea? All of a sudden, this is a new idea about it. Has to be something that's shavu l'chol nefesh. And if it's not shavu l'chol nefesh, then what? Then maybe it can't be done. Now, the other things in this category. Smoking. Right? That shavu l'chol nefesh. Even today, people that smoke on yontif. Right? That shavu l'chol nefesh, that's kind of in the other direction. It used to be yes, and now if you smoke, you're like some kind of outkick. You know, you're like worse than the, who knows what, right?
Didn't you have a whole lot of thing? It's possible now that you can't smoke on yontif now.
It could be they want to say you can't smoke on yontif.
You can't smoke on yontif because it's the opposite of
right.
The health reasons.
Right.
I
looked up
in the
no, it was when they didn't know it was dangerous.
Right.
When they didn't know there was a health risk to smoking. So when they didn't know there was a health risk, it was considered shavu l'chol nefesh.
Right.
The whole world smoked. Now, it would be the other way around. Like, cleanliness went in that direction, and smoking went in the other direction. Right? In the Mishnah Berurah there, I looked it up over Yontif, the this. So there's a mechaber that says you can't shower on Yontif. You can't wash your whole body on Yontif because it's on Shavuot L'chol Nefesh. And of course, the footnote there, the whole huge, gigantic footnote with all the modern day poskim. Yeah, but b'zman hazeh, everyone showers. We know all the. And Rosh Hashanah Zaman there just has a ha'ara. There's an isser, something with Tashmish Hamita. Whether or not, no, there's no isser. There's no isser. He's trying to show in Ksuvit about whether or not Shavuot L'chol Nefesh. It's just interesting how all these things out of left field all come to this topic about showering on Yontif. Just very interesting. Of course, in that sefer there, that no, there was not one person that mattered it, so except for Shlomo Zalman was like a little bit listening to the idea. So yeah.
The question is,
that's always that question. There are millions, maybe even billions of people in this world that don't bathe every day. But they don't live in our society. They're all in poverty in Africa and in Asia.
In Israel, they don't necessarily shower every day. In Europe, they don't necessarily shower every day. Here, we shower 3 times a day.
Right. Well, 3 times a day is a little much.
3 times a day?
I hear you. Okay. Listen, it's a very big topic. It's a very big topic. And it's not... We're not, we can talk about it. We're not going to paskin anything. Okay, Ibai Elohu.
You told your local Orthodox rabbi she's on vacation.
Ibai Elohu. Ibai Elohu. Hi, Madura. Man Katani La. When we said you could light a Madura to get benefit your entire body. So who said that? What? Did Beishami agree with that? That was only Beit Hillel. Divya Kolhi, is it everybody? Vishani Lahu Beishami. Bein Hanos Kol Gufo Lanos Ever Echad. And Beishami is making the decision. Well, your whole body, that's right, like all commanders. You want to warm your whole body. You want to wash just your foot. For that, you have to drink it also. Odilma Beit Hillel Katani La. Maybe talking about Hill. Avala Beishamai, Lo Shnalahu. Beishamai says there's no difference. Toshma, Beishamai Omrim, Lo Yasa Adim Madur Bishami Kenegda, or Bishol Matirim. Beishamai says you cannot. You cannot. Why? Because he takes Ochel Nefesh quite stringently. Your whole body's getting warmed up. It's not just your foot. Your whole body says it doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with eating. It has nothing to do with eating. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. So we're going to do the daf tomorrow in the afternoon. We're going to do it at 6:40. Send that an email. 6:40 tomorrow afternoon. All right? Everyone have a good day.